Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong, DO. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good.
We have an exciting show, as always, to share with you, but we'd always like our listeners to know that our message is that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And by that, we mean that we get you off the drugs and you will eventually not even need our treatment.
And we'll be symptom-free.
Yes.
And no need any drugs.
The point is that we treat the underlying cause of a disease rather than just mask the symptoms with a medication or use surgery to get rid of whatever is causing your symptom. And in that, a lot of people ask us what we do, and it's actually a combination of Eastern principle but Western technique. And we base a lot on what we do on Chinese medicine and acupuncture. You want to explain a little bit about kind of how that works, Dr. Tong?
Yes. Okay. The cause of any symptom is because your body's healing power is reduced. This healing power comes from our mind. A human is a mind, is a spirit, a non-physical energy, the Chinese call qi. Qi enter your body through many meridian freeway and attach the circulation and dry circulation everywhere, and everywhere you go, it maintains health. So anytime you have a traffic jam along the meridian freeway, the heart freeway, the kidney freeway, the lung freeway, then that organ will not work. So because you lack the healing energy. Because Western medicine, Western science do not know what the mind and spirit is. So you can forget about getting cure with conventional medicine.
Right. I mean, basically they work on just suppressing your symptom.
Yes.
But if you stop taking the medication and the symptom comes back, that means it's not really fixing what's wrong with you in the first place. And sometimes the medication won't even work and it'll make you worse.
Exactly. Yeah. Even you work, you might have side effects.
Right.
And you take another pill for another side effect.
It's a vicious cycle.
And today, our guest will show you how detrimental.
Very detrimental.
How deadly.
And
Right.
Very, very dangerous and can cost you really your life. You'd work, your job, and everything like that.
Yeah. One more thing. This method requires restoring health. So you cannot just treat diabetes and cure diabetes. You got to treat the person. If that person with diabetes has high blood pressure or Alzheimer, that need to be treated also. That need to be cured. Every major symptom need to be cured.
Because everything is connected.
Yeah, a healthy person have no symptoms.
Right. An example is if someone comes in with anxiety and back pain, You can't just treat the back pain and you can't just treat the anxiety, because what you do is you treat the kidneys, because the kidneys is what controls the back and anxiety is one of the emotions associated with the kidneys. So that's kind of a little bit of how we treat the cause, the underlying organ the weakness of that causes the symptoms.
That's right. So for the people who understand how to cure something, the Western method of breaking the body down in different organ systems and have just treat organ system is a joke. It's naive. It doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Okay, I'd like to welcome our first guest with us today, Christian. Welcome, Christian.
Hi, nice to be here with you guys.
Yes.
Thanks so much for coming out here to be with us and kind of tell us your story, because we've been trying to get you on for a while. Why don't we start from the beginning, when you first came to see us, when it was and what happened, what did you do before you came to see us?
Before I came to see you guys, back in 2008, I had an episode, abdominal pain, and then I was admitted in the hospital for about 5 days, on which I lost around 40 pounds. Then the doctors tried to figure out what was wrong with me, and I was given different diagnoses. Then after that, for about a year and a half, I went on into a series of tests. CAPS endoscopies, colonoscopies, all these tests, and every time I did a test, the doctors will come back with, now you have duodenitis, now you have esophagitis, or it's no longer esophagitis, now it's ulcers. And then the very last diagnosis was Crohn's disease, and that's when back in 2010, November 2010, I was referred to you by another doctor, and that's when I first came to see you.
So now, the year and a half before you came to see us, what were your symptoms? Did you have the abdominal pain every day?
Abdominal pain, chronic pain, the kind of pain that you actually can't talk. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it will make me actually literally go down on the floor because I couldn't even stand up.
Wow.
And if I was driving, I would have to pull over and then ask friends to come pick me up, because it's just... it enables you basically to function.
And you're still working?
At the time I was working, yes.
Wow, that's good for you. Yes.
But that's just for our listeners to know how severe it was. It wasn't just like, oh, I have a stomach ache. It was like crippling.
Right.
That you couldn't even drive.
It's the kind of pain that you can't even talk on the phone. Like a couple of times I would call my boss, and then he would giggle because I couldn't talk, but it's because I was in so much pain.
It was nothing
to be joking
about.
Yeah,
exactly, yeah.
And how often did you have the pain? Is daily?
The pain was almost daily.
Daily.
Yes.
Constant, yeah. Pretty much?
Constant. It was severe. Mm-hmm. And it felt like I had like something inside of my abdominal, and it just kept inflating and inflating and inflating.
Like a balloon?
Like a balloon rubbing against my rib cage.
I want to really drill this point across. Western diagnosis means nothing. Crohn's disease, esophagitis, duodenitis, and whatever name they affix to your symptom, it doesn't mean anything. It is a traffic jam between the healing power and your body, between your soul and your body. That's what counts. If you don't have circulation to your GI tract, and you don't have this energy, life to your small intestine, large intestine, that's what causes symptoms.
Right, and the thing is, the underlying, really, the root cause of what causes this is stress, because this is all liver gallbladder issue.
Yes.
And your job is very stressful too.
It is extremely demanding. Yes.
Yeah.
Very
right.
stressful
right.
job.
Yeah.
Now, were you put on medication as well?
I was put on the kind of medication that when I went to the pharmacist will pull me on the side, and they will give me the warning that this medication was not to be used for more than 12 months because it will then have serious complications.
Mm-hmm.
My reaction to that is, wait a minute, my GI doctor just told me that I have a condition for the rest of my life, and he's telling me that I have to take this medication for the rest of my life, and yet you're telling me that I cannot take it for longer than 12 months because it's going to have serious consequences. Mm. So
here's a catch-22 thing,
right.
for a doctor, okay? They knew this already, but they say you're going to have to take it for the rest of life. Okay, so you're going to cure the bowel and kill the patient.
Okay. He doesn't know what else to do.
There's no win-win situation because when they, just like you were saying in the beginning of the show, when they treat a symptom, then now you have a side effect, and now they give you another pill, and now you have another side effect, and they're not making you healthy. They're just treating you, but there's no cure.
Yes.
What I found out with you, Dr. Tone, is that there is actually a cure.
Absolutely.
And you made my body healthy, and therefore I no longer have anything related to Crohn's disease. I no longer have anything related to abdominal pain, and it's been a year now.
Oh, so the symptoms never recur?
No, and what?
Well, actually, I treated you for that.
Right. You treated me for most of it. Yes.
So what we did is after we concluded the weekly treatment, we went every 2 weeks to once a month, and then that's how we just kind of like an overhaul, if you will, every 6 weeks.
And then how long after we started treatment do you feel like you basically, after at some point
do you
didn't
remember
even have the pain anymore, right?
How about the first treatment? Do you
well,
do
the first and second treatment were painful, but after the second treatment is when I saw like that one balloon kept decreasing, and I think about 12 weeks in the treatment, it went from 10 to perhaps 2. And then basically maybe 5-6 months into treatment, it was gone. And then after that, it was just
maintenance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The reason for that balloon, that tightness, is because the circulation was not there. So each treatment we give you, we improve the circulation. The circulation contains this healing energy, the healing light from your spirit. Okay, and that's why the more circulation, the more it shrinks. Another point is, okay, it doesn't matter what Western diagnosis they gave you. They still use the same medication.
Right.
It's the ulcer, colitis, Crohn's disease. They still use antibiotic practice, okay? So what matter does it make you, what you call it? It just fool the patient and the doctor that they know something. They don't. They don't know anything about the cause of disease. The cause of disease is mind-body blockages, mind-body traffic jam.
Yeah, and the one thing I wanted to add, tell us a little bit what your GI doc said.
Well, my GI doctor, in the beginning, he had a lot of a skepticism, and he about you guys. He would not recommend. He was not against it, but he was not a big fan of it.
Have you ever go back and talk to him about
it? Yeah, so what we did is that he said, okay, so come see me every 6 months, since you decided to go that route versus contemporary.
Yeah.
And then when I went to see him back in June of 2010, I told him how well I was doing versus the last 2.5 years. And he says, wow, that's incredible. And then he asked me about your name, but he didn't really say much. Then I went back in December of last year. And then I told him how I was symptom-free, basically, how everything had disappeared. And then he asked me yet again about you guys. And then this time he wrote down your name. And then on his report, he actually wrote down 100% recovery.
Okay, so at least he
recognized that.
That's
good.
He did recognize it.
But I don't think
because he saw the difference. I mean, it's just it was a 180.
But I don't think you sent us any patients.
Right.
So it really doesn't matter how impressive he is. He's not impressive enough to want to heal his other patients. I can tell you almost every single patient that he has, 95%.
The abdominal issues, a lot of it is from stress.
Yes.
Because worry and stress will very much weaken your digestive system.
And that's, I wanted to make a comment on that, is that every time I took this medicine, the medicine, it makes you weak or it drains you, sometimes even emotionally.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's
your I get your treatment, it actually energizes your body.
Yeah.
So my job is just like 70, 80 hours a week. And then again, by seeing Dr. Tone, even once a month will give me enough energy to put up with the 80 hours a week. Mm-hmm. Before that, I was struggling a lot.
Okay, let me explain to you how stress. That remember I say it's mind-body blockages, mind-body traffic jam. The mind contains this invisible, non-physical energy. That's really healing. That gives us the life and sustained health. So when I got a mind-body blockage from the stress, your muscle get tight and block further healing energy. You go to that area. That's why you have the symptoms. You know, this time, you have a second episode now. with a really big stress. Yeah. Tell us about...
Actually, let me just interrupt. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. All of our past radio shows are archived on the website. We also have YouTube videos that you can view on the website, and there's a lot of information on there. If you're just joining us now, we're with Christian. He just told us about his bout with Crohn's disease, which was first diagnosed back in 2008. Well, by 2010, he was having symptoms for a year and a half, and the Crohn's disease was labeled in 2010, and he came to see us late 2010, correct?
November.
And within 5 to 6 months, basically pretty much completely cured.
Yes.
So yeah, been how long? Been cured how long now?
Since
November 2010 is when we began treating the Crohn's disease.
Right. So then 6 months later. So for over a year now, it's been, you haven't had any issues with that.
No.
So yeah. That's a cure.
That's a cure.
Mm-hmm. That's a cure. Okay. Yeah.
Now he came back. Tell us now what happened now last year, November of 2011.
Can I say one more thing before we go, okay? Remember all the tests and tests and tests and tests after you, and you try to confirm a diagnosis? We didn't need that. How many tests did we do on you?
Stick your tongue out. That's the one test.
Not even one single test.
Let me see your tongue.
We don't even care. You call it Crohn's or colitis or whatever. Nothing, okay? So out there, don't be fooled by the conventional method, okay? Yeah. All you're getting is a symptom that scares you to death because they don't know how to cure it. So you say you are incurable. Everybody come to us, we say it's curable, and most of the time, 90-95% of the time, you get better the very first treatment. And we teach you, remember the first treatment before I give you a treatment, to alkalize, to how to eat, so that you can sustain it. And this is exactly how you sustain it. But you have a job that's very, very stressful.
So it undoes some of the stuff that we do.
That created a second episode that we're going to talk about. Which
So then the company went on to add more accounts to my existing base. And then obviously the stress level decreased, my workload increased. Mm-hmm. And then back in 2011, in September, I had to build business plans for all 17 of my accounts. And then obviously my body started feeling all the stress. I also had some issues with my immediate supervisor creating double stress.
Oh.
Then I went to see this doctor and I said, I'm having a little bit of anxiety. I'm extremely stressed out and I need help. And then immediately then he prescribed all these medications. And within 8 days...
How
many and what were they doing?
He prescribed Vivrit, which I believe is like an antidepressant. Mm-hmm. He prescribed basically one antidepressant and two anti-anxieties.
Mm-hmm. This is the neurologist, correct?
This is the neurologist. This is to help me calm down.
Because you also had trouble sleeping, too,
and
correct?
I also had trouble sleeping. Right. Yeah, I was sleeping an average of 2-3 hours a day, maybe.
Which is, you can't sustain.
No.
You cannot handle.
You're not the way with your workload.
Yeah,
no,
exactly. Yes.
The kind of guy who works Labor Day weekend, 4th of July weekend, just working all the
time. You're a super manager. You're not just like a regular worker. Yeah.
And then I super crash.
So tell
big
us,
time, yeah.
So he put you on 3 or 5 medications?
He put me on 3 different medications.
And this was in September or November?
This is in November. Okay. November 16th. Then by November 23rd, my body felt very strange. And then on November 24th, on Thanksgiving, I collapsed. I collapsed twice. I had 2 syncopes. So basically, I was at a dinner table with my friends in Northern California. And then I fainted. I passed out. I felt this energy coming up from my feet and then up to my abdominal and then my head. And then next thing I know, I'm hearing people saying my name. Then after that, probably 45 seconds to 60 seconds went by. And then I had a second syncope. And then again, I wake up and then my friends are basically freaking out, asking me what is going on. Then they took me to the bedroom. And as I lay down on the bed, I started having convulsions and like an epileptic attack, but it was not an epileptic attack, but my body was shaking uncontrollably. At what that point, they called 911, and I was taken to the emergency room. When I get to the emergency room, obviously the first thing they ask is what kind of medications they're taking. And then they couldn't even find this drug that I was prescribed. They couldn't even find
were
it.
There, oh, no kidding. New ones,
it's like
probably
a guinea pig type of a deal.
Oh,
and that
goodness.
The first thing they told me is, like, listen, you need to discontinue this medication right there and there.
And what happened when you try to discontinue it?
So then, yeah, so they told me to discontinue the medication, and then I went to see the neurologist again, who then referred me to have an MRI, and then he replaced the medication. He didn't discontinue, he replaced it. And then to find out that 2 weeks later, I was also having...
Same thing.
Different reactions to the medication.
Right.
So
and were you on three or five?
I was, all together, I've tried maybe five or six different drugs, but it's always been not discontinue, but to replace,
right.
To replace and to play it and see which ones were better.
So yeah, I want to interrupt, okay? That MRI is useless. It is useless, yeah.
And they also had you do Holter monitor, right, to check your heart, 24 Holter,
and
EKGs,
then,
echo. They did all, everything was normal, correct?
Everything
then he referred me to a cardiologist, and then the cardiologist did the AKC, and then he did an echocardiogram, and everything came back normal. My brain MRI came back normal.
You are a healthy 36-year-old.
Well, soon
almost.
To be 36, two weeks away.
I mean, it's...
All expensive tests, useless, waste of time, waste of money.
We know it's all caused from the medication.
Yes, exactly.
Now, after Thanksgiving, then you had another episode
on
Christmas.
Christmas, exactly on the 24th, mm-hmm. The same thing occurred to me.
And then I went without any
syncopes for about 6 weeks, but in between the syncopes, I would have episodes.
Like palpitations?
Fast heart beating. I would get confused. I would get dizzy. I couldn't focus. I can't talk. I mean, when all of a sudden people are talking to me and I have no idea what is going on, what they're saying, and then if I'm replying back to them, I have no notion. You don't have notion of time. It's like being super drunk and
scary.
You have no control in your body. But then again, you're not drunk and there's nothing wrong with you. It just comes out of the blue.
Okay.
Now, one thing, though, also, I think you had a little bit of alcohol each time you had the episodes, correct?
The one in Thanksgiving, I had 1 ounce of whiskey as like the cheers and thanks, and that's like the family tradition from my friends. So the doctor said that the reason why I had the syncopes, it could be because that small amount of alcohol
mixed with the medication.
Mm-hmm. And then the same thing happened on Super Bowl. So then the statement, you cannot mix alcohol with medication, was proven. But then but even though if it's a small dose, because I don't drink,
an article.
Special occasion. But yet I stopped drinking alcohol. And then after that, for about 2 weeks, I had episodes almost every day. And I had one this morning at 5 a.m.
Well, okay, so your neurologist, you went to your neurologist, and you came to see us then, and I wanted to put you back on herbs. What did the neurologist say?
Yeah, basically to discontinue the herbs and then to do this medication, which...
What a joke. What a joke. The medication was killing you, okay? The medication was causing the mind-body blockages, okay? So causing traffic jam of real Christian getting in the body. That's why the body cannot hear. The body cannot understand because the mind is not there. Like a cadaver, the mind, the soul is totally not in the body anymore. The body cannot understand. Mm-hmm. So
tell us now what's happened since we started. We both came onto your case, and
we're
so
basically tapering you off the medication.
Basically, is the same recommendation that I was giving to you when I first came to see you about Crohn's disease. Is like with a straight face, Dr. Tone told me, we will make you feel better, we will cure you, and I'm going to get you off the prescription medicine within 3 months, and he did. So when I came back to see you guys because of those episodes in November, or after Thanksgiving, December of 2011, I was told the same, you need to discontinue this medication because it's making you worse. As you can see, look at all the side effects that you're having. If you read the labels on the prescription medicine, all the side effects is exactly what I'm having, and yet every time I see my doctor, he increases and he gives me more medication.
Tell you to discontinue herbs. So saving you.
Another thing is, actually, I did do a blood test on Christian. That's one test we did, and it showed that his vitamin D was very low. So I put him on some vitamin D. What did your neurologist think about
this? I showed the neurologist the same blood test, and he says, don't worry about vitamin D. That's not important.
So now you're on herbs and less medication and getting treatment. So what's going on?
My comment is, don't worry about a neurologist. He's not important.
Yes, I have an appointment with the neurologist on Tuesday, on where I'm going to tell him how I went down from 3 pills to 2 pills to 1 pill to now 0.5 pill. And then as of last week, it is the strategy with you, with Dr. Tone, to go to 0.25 pill and then one on, one off. And that's the strategy. But the great news is that I was able to go from 3 pills, 2 pills at night, 1 pill in the morning time, to now only 0.25 pill.
A day.
At night time, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're tough, but we eventually will get you off.
And you're taking the herbs now, right?
And I am taking the herbs and vitamin D.
Are you still seeing the neurologist?
I got to see him on Tuesday, yes.
You don't need to see him, yeah.
So, and the episodes are much less now, correct?
They're much less and less intense because it'll cause me to black out and faint.
Christian's a tough case.
Yeah, it's tough.
But I admit
it's tough.
That's why
too much stress.
Yeah, because your job, actually, yeah.
Christian, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so glad we finally got you to share your story.
Yes.
This is huge. This is because now you haven't been working either.
Very
correct?
Good story.
I'm out on disability because of all these crazy roller coasters.
But you know what? We're going to get you back to work soon. So, and when you do, we're going to get you back on again and
back to being called Superman.
Yeah.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Thanks for joining us today, Christian.
My pleasure. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4:30 p.m. on News Talk 870 KRLA. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.